Ice clear up. The morning lows drop to the upper 30s to the low 40s. Expecting a sunny day tomorrow. Could be patches of frost in the morning, but it warms up to high tomorrow in the mid-60s. The westerly breeze helping to warm things a little bit. We'll stay in the mid-60s Friday after lows of the lower to upper 40s. Colder the second half of the weekend. Saturday comes in with a good rain chance. Following that, it's turning colder Sunday. And we're headed to a chilly kickoff to the new week on Monday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Again, once in a blue moon, New Orleans Stamp Burst, Stamp Fest, exhibiting tons of numismatic and philatelic material. Friday, February 11th, 10 to 6, Saturday, February 12th, 10 to 4, at the Wyndham Gardens Hotel, 6401 Veterans Boulevard, Metairie, I-10, exit 225. Free parking, free admission, hourly door prizes, sponsored by the Crescent City Stamp Club. More information and dealer inquiries at 504-335-5219.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Hawk and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Hawk and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Hawk and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at Liberty or Live. Lockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right, welcome back to this wonderful Thursday, January 13th, 2022. I'm having a great beginning of the first year. Decided to do an incredible fast and, you know, spend some time with the Lord, and it's really blessing me. So we're going to go ahead and start this. Now, Dave is out today, but we have him on the phone. So he's not technically out totally. Dave, you there?
I'm out, but I'm here. Can you hear me?
I don't hear Dave.
Oh, no. Well, I'm trying. Hello.
Okay, I can't hear him. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. How about Micah Murphy? Because I can't hear Dave.
Martha?
Yeah, I hear
Martha.
Yeah, I can hear Micah.
I can hear Dave.
Nope, he cut out again.
So I just wanted to let you know that I could hear him, so maybe the listeners can.
Sorry about that, guys. Okay, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I've had a wonderful start to the year, too, and it's great to hear that from people. But I have a sure word of the Lord. The Lord said that this year, the Supreme Court of the United States is going to start mirroring the heavenly courts, which is very, very good.
Okay, say that one more time.
The Supreme Court of the United States is going to start mirroring what's happened in the courts in heaven. So that's very, very good.
That's powerful.
We have a 30-year conservative, the word's slipping from me, you know, right now. And they can do way more than 8 years of one president, not putting president down, I'm just saying. Also, I wanted to share this, and some people might find it strange, but I need to say it. The Lord finally revealed to me the reason why Donald Trump is not in the Oval Office right now. And he revealed the exact reason to me, but I'm not allowed to share it. And of course, we know that there was, there was things that went on, but the Bible says that God sets up kings and God takes kings down. And we either believe that or we don't. So if anyone is depressed or gloomy or anything, know that God is 100% in control of this. and keep doing what you're doing. Keep stay in your lane. Keep doing any form of ministry you're doing. But know, and maybe one day I'll be able to share it, but know that there is a sure reason that God revealed to me why he's not sitting there right now. And I just, he told me to share that. Maybe it'll help some people realize that we're not just in some chaos state. So
yeah, and I do believe that. I do see a lot of things happening on the good side, as equally as I've seen on the bad side. And it's almost like, you know, a train with two tracks. They're going in the same direction, and one track, you know, you see a lot of, I guess I can use the word evil, and then on the other track you see a lot of good, and but they're paralleling each other. They're going down the same way, and but we know good always prevails, so we have to keep on pushing, right?
Yeah, and just like it seems like darkness may be prevailing stronger, good is fixing to make a show off.
I believe that. I do.
God is the only good, and he lives in us, and he's about to show off big time. When I say about, people say, whoa, what is it, 2 months? I mean, God's timetables. You
no,
know,
I think he's already begun it. Showing off.
But yeah.
I'm already seeing him show off. I can see some wonderful things, you know, just in the last few weeks. It's been incredible what I've seen. So, and I know that justice always prevails and righteousness always wins and triumphs. And in the Hebrew calendar, 2022, it actually means triumphant. So that's not a coincidence.
Yeah, it's just, it has to. God is God, and there are no other gods beside him. So,
well, thank you so much. So, it's always great to hear your voice, and we look forward to you listening to you next week, okay? And Michael Murphy is with Sons of God. Give us your website again.
thesonsofgod.net. And we have, you know, weekly emails and YouTube channel you can go to from there, and a book will be coming out soon. So
praise God. Well, thank you, Michael. Lord bless you.
All right.
All right.
You're welcome.
We have Dave with us. He's going to be.
Hello. Can you hear me yet?
I can hear you now, Dave, loud and clear.
Hey, okay. could you go to the screen and click go live, because I don't see anything live.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Okay. And while you're doing that, I'm not in the studio because the other day, I am vaccinated, by the way. The other day, I was supposed to have a medical procedure, and they did a COVID test, and they said, you're positive. You can't have this procedure. Well, I'm not sick, but, you know, as a matter of courtesy, you're supposed to self-quarantine for about 5 days. I was looking on the state website, and they said, presently, in Louisiana, those who are not fully vaccinated account for 65% of cases. That is, those who are fully vaccinated account for one-third of the cases. Those not fully vaccinated account for 66% of the deaths, which means that those that are fully vaccinated account for one-third of the deaths. Gee, those vaccinations sure are effective, aren't they?
That's
my
insane.
Doctor told me that people don't get as sick. Well, I don't know how you could really scientifically demonstrate that, because you'd have to do some double-blind experiments, which you can't do. But I just remain skeptical. I got vaccinated out of a courtesy. I just remain skeptical about how effective the vaccine is.
Yeah, I do too. I know my father-in-law is vaccinated, and he's homesick with the COVID. So, and I know quite a few people that are vaccinated that actually caught the COVID, and they're, you know, all claiming that, yeah, it's supposed to have, they have it less, the effects are less, but still.
How could you tell?
Yeah, exactly. The fact is that they got it, so it didn't prevent them from getting it. I wasn't feeling good myself a couple of weeks ago and got tested, and it came back negative, so there you have it.
Well, this particular variation is more or less, from what I can tell, like a cold. You know, I've had a few little sniffles and stuff like that. And the World Health Organization had said several weeks back that the Omicron seemed to spread much faster but be much less serious. Well, there was even the health minister in, I believe, British Columbia that said that, this thing spreads very rapidly, but it's different enough. They really shouldn't even call it COVID-19. They should call it COVID-21. It's a different disease.
Hmm. Let me just keep my comments to myself on that. It's very hard having this microphone and having self-control.
Yeah, really. Right. I wanted to point out something that's kind of good, but a little disappointing. The Supreme Court has halted the OSHA COVID rule for businesses. You know, Biden told OSHA, tell everybody if they have a contract with the government, they have to shut down unless they require vaccinations. Well, Supreme Court said, nope, that's an overreach. You're not the boss of all of these private companies. Now, if they work directly for the government, yeah, Biden does have the authority. But companies that don't work directly for the government and employees that don't know, the Supreme Court said, you can't do that.
Right. Well, just hold on, Dave, because our guests love to hear your wisdom and your voice. Well, this is Liberty or Lockdown, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much.
He's got the red, white, blue, flying high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag in the back. It says U.S.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, for our exciting 10th season in the Red Zone covering Saints football all season long at the Hilton Riverside in the Spirits Bar.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
When severe weather causes telecom network outages, the FCC recommends that you call 911 only when necessary and limit non-emergency calls. Avoid repetitive redialing to minimize network congestion. Try texting if a call doesn't go through. Conserve cell phone power and turn off your phone when not in use. If evacuated, forward landline calls to your cell phone and use your outgoing message to update your status. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
So will I stand up and do something now, or sit and watch my TV?
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I am Huck, and Dave is on the other line.
I'm over here.
Thank you, Dave. There you are, my friend. All right, so let's see. I know we have a caller on the line, and maybe we could get to him right now real quick while I get situated. Who do we have on this line? Matthew from Metairie.
Matthew from Metairie.
Yep, there Metairie. You are.
Do you know what the latest treatment for the Omicron variant is?
I do not.
NyQuil.
NyQuil?
NyQuil.
Sounds about right.
I got that from Dad. From what I understand is that a lower court has basically blocked the mandate for federal contractors, and the Supreme Court blocked it for OSHA. That was for all employees at all businesses of 100 employees or more. But they did not, unfortunately, block it for people who work in healthcare that receive any Medicaid or Medicare money.
Government money.
Which is unfortunate. I don't know why they made that carve out. It's like if it's unconstitutional for these people, would it be unconstitutional for those people? But they'll have to go out to court again and try a different angle, see if they can get another hearing on that, because it's basically, it is a violation of the Nuremberg Code. I have done sufficient enough research to realize that the EUA is for a vaccine that you can't currently get in the United States. As far as why the vaccine is no longer working is because the vaccine only targets it only produces spike protein, causes your body to build an immune response to that specific spike protein. So in other words, the virus decides, the virus decides anything, but the virus evolved with a different shaped spike. So Delta had a slightly different shaped spike. Omicron has a completely different shaped spike, which is an entirely different disease profile. It doesn't go into the deep lung anymore, but goes basically only into the shallow lung and gives you a common cold.
Right.
I'm surprised anybody is dying from this disease. I'm really starting to think that it's a game being played and that they're dying with it. But before I hang up, there's one recommendation I have for y'all. So, do y'all have a Rumble account?
Rumble? Yes, actually, I do.
Okay, go on to Rumble, and under Canopa the Great channel, there is a about an hour and a quarter, hour and a half video.
What is it called?
I Am Not Misinformation.
What's the link, Rumble?
Rumble. Canoka the Great. I Am Not Misinformation. If you want, I can go ahead and email you the link to that.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to be doing it now. I'm driving.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much. It's always good to hear from you. I love that you do your research.
It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, if you have a positive test and you run into a bridge, it's going to say that you died of COVID.
Yeah, it's very true. All right. Thank you, Matthew from Mattery. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I want to point out something, too. Matthew alluded to this. There's a bunch of stuff that's actually having spike proteins. Viruses are not a complete cell. They're part of a little bit of DNA and stuff like that. So your body's got antibodies that will mark those for destruction. But the antibodies are super precise, and they match with one specific shape. And if the shape changes a little, then the antibodies don't work against that. So apparently we're getting antibodies for the Alpha variant, and now we're on the Omicron.
It's so never ending.
But for most everybody, your body will make the appropriate antibodies if you give it a chance.
Right, and that's not even being considered, right?
Well, human DNA has the ability to produce about 10 billion distinct types of antibodies if we give it a chance.
Right, but we're not even talking about that, are we? That's not even being looked at. You can't have natural immunity, can you?
Well, of course.
No, you're not supposed to.
Oh, right.
No, you're not supposed to have natural immunity, Dave. You cannot have that. That defeats the purpose.
The state has not released any positive test data in the last 2 days. I don't understand that. They were reporting all of these, thousands and thousands and thousands, and then the last 2 days, zero. I wonder if the person that's reporting it got sick.
Yeah, right. Well, we do know that there is something definitely going around. They want to call it Omicron or however you say it. That's fine. But I have a question. I'm not sure you can answer it, Dave, but maybe somebody out there knows the answer. They can call in, but I'll do my own research too. But I'm wondering, I do know that the patent for the coronavirus has been around for over 10 years. And if it's patent, then, you know, it's man-made. I mean, you can't patent something that's not created by man. And, you know, we all have seen on the aerosol bottles or Lysol bottles that says, you know, Corona, like it's been around a long time. So my question is I'm wondering now that we have these COVID tests, if, you know, we hadn't contracted this viruses that we called the flu or pneumonia in the past that were actually different types of coronaviruses.
Well, corona just means crown. So if you look at the microscope, flu is a coronavirus, cold is a coronavirus, COVID, alpha, beta, all of those, they're all different coronaviruses. So no one antibody is going to work against all of them.
Right. So I guess the answer to my question is yes. They've been around a long time.
Well, yeah.
Right. So now all of a sudden, you know, we're all in a uproar, fear-mongering everybody and freaking people out left and right. And if you don't, you know, line up and get in line with what they're telling you to do, you know, you're this horrible, bad person. It could be that you're just not walking in fear. It could be that you don't fear the coronavirus. Yeah.
Well, here's a news flash for people. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
If you get sick, see a doctor.
Right. Take your vitamin C.
Exactly. And, of course, the government won't let you have ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
Because, no, those are too cheap.
Well, I do have a friend who was able to prescribe some hydroxychloroquine, and he was able to get it, and he's on it.
Yeah.
And within 12 hours, he started feeling much better. So,
like Matt said, was it NyQuil or something? Or
NyQuil.
Theraflu or
yeah.
something? You know, there's all different things you can use to treat this stuff. People panic with it, though.
Right. Right. And while I was sick, that's what I did. Theraflu. And just rested. Hey, there's a concept. Drink a lot of water. Take a lot of vitamin C. You know, take some Theraflu and rest. You know. Get yourself stronger. It's what we've always done. We're not new to this.
Yep.
And stop fear-mongering.
If you get sick, go see your doctor.
Of course. It's what we have doctors for, right? So,
right. I had to go to the hospital over Christmas for a totally unrelated thing, and people just assume if you go to the hospital, it must be for COVID. No, there's other stuff out there.
Yes, there is other stuff out there. And let's be respectful to people and not assume the worst and not treat people, you know, with nasty comments and just be respectful. That's how we should be treating people to begin with, right?
Absolutely, yep.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, this is Liberty or Lockdown. We have all these breaks, and I'm sure there's going to be a government break in the middle of us telling us to get our vaccines and mask up.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So anyway, we'll be back in just a short minute. Thank you so much.
What we believe. And there's a bell that still
echoes, a price that it costs to be free. Join me, John Swisher, aka The Flaming Conservative, for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO and WGSO.com.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 AM. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
Hurricanes and other disasters, whether natural or man-made, are becoming a way of life.
For many, like Matthew Goche of Lake Charles, preparing go bags is essential.
We don't view it as a chore. We look at it as a way to have a family activity together. And to get started, we go to jw.org to find the things that we may need.
The effort paid off last August when the strongest hurricane winds in over 150 years battered Louisiana as Laura made landfall. Advanced preparation relieved stress as the Goche family prepared to evacuate. Matthew's wife, Daisy, felt that relief firsthand.
I deal with a lot of anxiety and stress, so for me, I would have been scrambling if I didn't have my go bag ready.
Ashley Reaney, also of Lake Charles, saw the value of go bags.
So we used over half of our go bag items within the first probably 36 hours.
Tips for disaster preparedness and suggestions for putting together your own go bag are available from FEMA at ready.gov, and you can search go bags on jw.org. Finally, Ashley's 10-year-old daughter, Arden, has this sound advice.
You might not think you need one, but trust me, you really will.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's vaccine mandate on private businesses. The mandate would have required employers with over 100 workers to mandate the COVID vaccine or weekly testing. And while Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy encourages individuals to get a COVID vaccination,
President Biden should not be able to force them to do it. The Supreme Court agrees.
The state reports 2,081 COVID hospitalizations today, an increase of 82 from Wednesday. And the state is also tracking COVID reinfections. Governor Edwards says the Department of Health is analyzing reinfections and will soon share the percentage of those who are unvaccinated.
Yesterday, we reported 2,384 new reinfections and 35,819 total reinfections since the start of the pandemic.
The CDC estimates 60% of reinfections from September to December in the U.S. are among the unvaccinated. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Tiger Rag. Three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year. Two-time AP College Football Coach of the Year. 11 seasons at Notre Dame. Two college football playoff appearances. And now, the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian
Kelly.
I'm
excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
Winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level.
I want to be.
Is the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want to be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist and that Louisiana is a racist state and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby. And that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I am Huck, and we have Dave on the line. You there, Dave? Yep, where's Dave?
You hear Senator Guillory just now. I love that guy. I'm so glad to call him friend.
Who's that? Oh, yeah.
On the commercial.
Former Senator Albert Guillory.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great man. Guy. Yeah, he is a very great, a great man, a good friend of mine. He and I have built a friendship over the last 10 years, and it's been incredible walking with him and, you know, just trying to do what's right on the Republican side, because on the Republican side, in my last 10 years of being a part of the Federation and advocating and volunteering and sign-waving and phone banking and everything that you do as a volunteer for the Federation, you do it because you care for your country and you care for your state. And along the way, I've run into a lot of crooked, nasty politicians and Republicans, I'm talking about, on the Republican side. And it's not been fun, but I have also met some incredible people. And I can tell you that former Senator Albert Guillory is one of those incredible men. And he loves his country. He loves Louisiana. And I hope and pray that he runs for something, because he'll have my vote, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
I'd be glad to get out there and campaign for him.
All right. Well, I'm going to hold you to it. So let's see if he runs for something. And we'll let our listeners know, and we can all campaign for him. He has a lot of friends out there, and he would be great at anything he does. Maybe lieutenant governor. He'd be a great lieutenant governor. So let's
cool.
see. Yep. All right. Well, anything else on the stats, on the COVID stats?
Well, as I said, Louisiana didn't release any positive test numbers in the last 2 days. The deaths remain very low, about one person per 100,000 every 7 days, which is not a very high death rate. Normally, there's about 130 people per day that die in Louisiana. Well, this is really, really, really small part of that 130. Now, I just noticed something online. I'm looking on the screen, and it's funny. When President Trump was in there, they just reported all of the deaths due to COVID, and it didn't matter if you had COVID, if you had COVID plus an automobile accident or whatever. Well, it says that the CDC has said since there's just been just as many deaths under Biden as there were under Trump, they said, well, now we're going to start breaking it down by people that died of COVID versus people that died with COVID. Yeah, my favorite thing was a picture of a guy being eaten by a shark, and it says, man eaten by shark dies of COVID 3 seconds later. Well, the CDC is now going to start breaking it down by if you had that was your cause of death or if that was something you had in addition.
Oh, we're talking 2 years later? Are you kidding me? 2 years later, they're just going to start. Are they going to isolate the virus? Is that what you're saying?
I am not sure how they're going to do this. That just came through on a website called fearandblood.com. which I subscribe to. So I don't know exactly how they're going to do it. And I also don't know exactly how they tell if you've got the alpha, the beta, the gamma, the delta, the omicron, or whatever, because these things are so similar, you need a detailed test in order to find the difference. And if you're getting, 40,000 tests a day, we don't have the facilities to do detailed tests on 40,000 people. It's just, Okay, people had something. Let's call it COVID.
Well, if you recall back in August 16th, 2021, at the House, Ways and Means Committee, Health and Welfare Committee, August 16th, 2021, Dr. Kantar, I may be saying his name wrong, but he represents the Louisiana Health Department, admitted that you can't isolate the virus and that anything that comes through the emergency, whether it be a cough, a cold, fever, all of it's reported as COVID. So he admitted that that is actually on record. You can go to the Louisiana the government sites and you can find that entire day on August 16th. I was there. And it's sad. And they also talked about the PCR tests. No, they don't work properly, so they're pulling them from the shelf at the end of December, which would have been, you know, just a few weeks ago. So we're gonna have to do some research on that. And I, you know, one of our callers last week asked us if we had heard anything about Betty White having a booster and you know maybe dying from that. And I actually did a little research on that, and it is true. She did tweet that out. That she did get her a booster. But if you go to CNN's, they are saying that that's fake news and that that's Trump supporters pushing that propaganda. But I personally don't believe anything CNN says. So I don't know. You can decide for yourself either you listen to CNN or, you know, her own personal tweet. Now, listen, there was an actor that passed away. What's his name? Full House, gentleman. My phone's. Bob Saget. Yes. I love Bob Saget. I watched a lot of his shows growing up, and that was tragedy, you know. No record why he passed away. Well, did a little dig in there. Actually, somebody else did the research for me. She shared it with me and showed me. He has a podcast, and in his podcast, he talked about, on two different occasions, she played them for me, his voice saying that he was had two boosters. He had just been, two different boosters. So and if you look at his picture, he looked incredible. Very healthy looking man. Yeah. For 65 years old, he looked great.
A lot better than me.
I'm telling you, that man was fit. Very handsome looking at 65. Didn't look like death was knocking on his door at all. So, there's crickets on the boosters with this gentleman passing away, and it's sad, but I think it's something that we need to talk about. I don't think it needs to be swept under the rug. We all live here in America. We can have an open conversation about things, and let's do our research. He is the one who said he received two boosters. He actually said something very disgusting, which I'm not going to repeat on this radio show because, you know, we're Christians here, but he did say something very nasty in his podcast that, you know, he thought was a joke, but, you know, sadly, it's there for you to hear, and it's regarding the booster, and it's not appropriate. And here we are now able to say that, you know what, this gentleman had two boosters and passed away, and there's I don't think that they've given a reason of death yet. So anyway,
you know, there's a very frustrating thing about all the COVIDs and boosters and so forth. I mentioned this probably last week, that there was a woman who was in line for a kidney transplant, but because she didn't have the vaccination, they said, no, we're pulling you off the list. So instead of something that had a small chance of killing her, they told her, basically, you're sentenced to death because we're not going to do the operation on you. And then with me, I was supposed to go have a diagnostic test for a condition that I hope is not too serious. But they said, oh, because you're tested positive COVID, therefore you can't even get tested. Well, wait, they wear masks anyway.
Wow.
But can't even get tested.
Wow. Everything has different rules now for different people. So you just kind of duck and weave and try and avoid all the confrontations. All right. So listen, we have a public service announcement. The Women's Republican Club in New Orleans, January 21st, is having their luncheon at Andrea's from 11 to 1 p.m. It's $37 at the door. You can email wrcno2016@gmail.com. That's wrcno2016@gmail.com for your reservation. And you can also join the club, $40 a year, annual dues. And what we do is basically try and find the candidates that represent our moral Republican views and support them. Also, community work and advocate for good things. And If you're you're welcome to join our club, WRCNO2016@gmail.com. Andreas on January 21st from 11 to 1 p.m. All right.
That's so a week from that's a week from tomorrow.
That's next Friday. That's right. Do it again.
Be there.
All right. We have the Archdiocese closing three schools after filing bankruptcy. St. Rita on Fountain Blue Drive, St. Mary Magdalene in Metairie, St. Rosalie on the West Bank. And when we get back, we will talk about that. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. Get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
If you are or know of a veteran, first responder, senior citizen, or disabled person who lives in Louisiana and was affected by any hurricane this year, please listen carefully. MDR Disaster Relief and Veterans Outreach, in conjunction with FEMA and local authorities, is providing household items, construction materials, and home repair assistance, all at no charge. To learn more, please contact Joe at 717-623-0164 or Kim at 717-255-9168 or ask your department to call. Again, the numbers are 717-623-0164. That's 717-623-0164 or 717-255-9168. That's 717-255-9168. MDR is here for you.
Hey folks, it's Jeff.
And Mimi.
Join us Mondays at 5 p.m.
for He Said, She Said,
where we discuss
and debate the hot topics of the day.
Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO and WGSO.com.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I'm Huck, and we got Dave on the line. We were talking about the Archdiocese closing three schools down after filing bankruptcy. St. Rita on Fountain Blue, which is my alma mater. I went there from kindergarten to eighth grade. That is very upsetting to me that they closed my school down. And I know the parents there right now are in an uproar. And St. Mary Magdalene is where my grandkids go right now. So that's very upsetting for my daughter-in-law. They weren't given any notice, really. They found out an hour in an email before it was released on the news. So the parents found out like literally 1 hour prior to it being released on the news. And they are all very angry because they only have 2 weeks to find a new school for their children for the following school year. And we're talking hundreds of kids because it's three schools. And St. Rosalie, my daughter actually went to St. Rosalie. So for some reason, I'm affiliated to all three of these schools. And it is upsetting to see that the Archdiocese has to close them down. They said it's low student enrollment. And I like the little classes, 18 per teacher. It actually helps the students learn more. And so I'm not sure what's going on there, but something's going on there. The parents are very upset at St. Mary Magdalene. They're forced to find new schools for their children within 2 weeks because it's registration season for the fall right now. And I'm not sure
what's going on. I would hope that people will look into homeschooling. I know a lot of people don't feel competent to do that, but there are some very active homeschool support groups around here. So it would be a really good idea to go on Google or DuckDuckGo, whatever you want, and put in there New Orleans homeschool. There's a lot of good support groups that may be able to steer you to something else. You know, I'm a retired public school teacher, and I think the best thing is homeschooling.
Well, Dave, you know, I had Dawson at Stuart Hall School for Boys for 7 years and pulled him out last year because they forced him to wear a mask, and he has some issues because of the factory that was shut down in St. Rose releasing hydrogen sulfide. He, what, 4 years old, was vomiting white vomit out of his mouth in the driveway because he was poisoned from that stuff. So Dawson can't have a mask on, and the school wouldn't honor his health, you know, whatever is going on with him. But homeschooling was thrown on me. I was not a homeschooler, and I was forced to do it. And I tell you what, turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to my son and I. We have gotten a lot of special time together, and I'm able to learn his learning style, and he's actually learning more in a shorter period of time. It's the strangest thing to encounter this, you know, so I agree with you. And if you want to know more about that, I'm not an expert, but I got a year into it and I can probably steer you in a little direction. You can go to my email at huck@wgso.com. That's huck@wgso.com. Listen, I have a little clipping for y'all. It's a little interesting to listen to this. It was sent to me in 2020 and I want you to hear it. Okay. And right after this clipping, I'm going to play you, on another clipping from Representative Matt Gaetz and Representative Marjorie Greene. Okay, so here, this is Boots on the Ground at the Capitol on January 6th.
Pick up. Right here, front center. There was actually five vehicles total. There was three up front, two in the back. They escorted right here, waited for them to get off their buses, and they had the state troopers unloaded and took their positions. Watch. There's that guy. He had his lights on. They were coming. And then there's the ones up front, too. They escorted, and each one of those buses are labeled. They're all paid charter buses.
Look at that, bro.
Wow. They freaking brought damn Antifa here.
They escorted them here.
You
literally
got to be.
Lights flashing.
You got to be effing kidding me.
Lights flashing.
Patriots, are you guys watching this? You guys share this video, please. You got to be kidding me. On video.
I watched it, dude.
Hell no, bro.
Yeah, so this guy videoed our federal government escorting Antifa to the Capitol. And so this is why we have so many people saying that it was staged, because we have boots on the ground, evidence from citizens of the United States of America who have videoed this. Now, this video has been around. I've watched it several times. I emailed this to all of our representatives. I personally sent this to many of our representatives, both in the House and the Senate. I want them to see this. And we also have a clipping here from Matt Gaetz, Representative Gaetz, and Representative Marjorie Greene. So take a look at this, too, okay?
If you drink coffee and are struggling to lose weight.
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, this is a commercial. Hold on. We're going to skip the ad and go to, here we go. Let's go a little bit forward. Can we do that? Just a second. There we go.
January 6th last year, wasn't an insurrection. No one has been charged with insurrection. No one has been charged with treason. But it very well may have been a Fed-surrection.
Fed-surrection.
We are very concerned that we have sent letter after letter to Attorney General Garland and FBI Director Wray to simply get to the bottom of unexplained circumstances where people are on the FBI most wanted list from January 6th, and then they fall off of that list. FBI Director Wray was asked under oath before the Congress about the federal assets and agents that were on the ground on January 6th, and he wouldn't provide clear answers. Attorney General Garland was asked in the Judiciary Committee by my colleague Thomas Massey about Wray Epps. He could have cleared up that circumstance and resolved these questions, but he declined to do so. It seems that senior officials in our Justice Department have no problem giving long speeches to try to politically target and smear those they disagree with, but they don't answer the questions that can get to the truth of what really happened on January 6th. I want to credit the reporting at Revolver News for having aggregated a number of the videos that I'm going to go through now that I think continue to ripen these very deep concerns that Congresswoman Green and I have, and I would ask you to play the first clip.
This is a guy telling everybody we got to go in the Capitol. He's dressed like a, you know, regular Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Somebody's calling him a Fed. Look at him, leading people into the Capitol.
One more
thing. Can we go up there? No?
When we go in,
are we going to get arrested when we go up there?
You don't need to get a shot.
He said when we
this
go
is the
in,
very last
here.
Thing that happens before the breach. You've got Wray Epps whispering into this guy's ear, and it's this is the moment of breach. You know, if you were the January 6th committee, wouldn't you want to know what Wray Epps whispered into that individual's ear? And here, this is the moment of breach. Epps, part of the breach squad. So, I mean, this is just the information that has been pieced together by citizens, by small media outlets. Imagine if we actually had the powers of the January 6th committee, the powers of the federal government to understand.
Okay, so
why
we can't go any further, but you can watch this on C-SPAN, and I'm going to get Dave to post this on our Liberty or Lockdown site along with the video of the boots on the ground, and you guys can share this. Let people know it was a Fed-surrection, a possible Fed-surrection, that the government, our own government, possibly did this to us, not patriotic Trump supporters. This is Liberty or Lockdown, and we appreciate our listeners. We love you, and the Lord bless you. We will see you next Thursday at 5 p.m. All right. Thank you very much.
Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.